Last night, President Obama used a good portion of his State of the Union address to talk about jobs and the economy. Foreign policy got short shrift in the speech. The president never even mentioned the words Middle East. The World's Matthew Bell has more on that.
Democratic Congressman Jim McDermott of Washington State was disappointed that President Obama never mentioned reviving stalled Middle East peace talks. McDermott is one of 54 members of Congress who just signed a letter to the president, asking him to pressure the Israelis to ease their blockade of the Gaza Strip. The letter says the situation for the Palestinian citizens of Gaza is dire, and that relieving the suffering there fits into the administration's broader goals of securing peace in the Middle East. McDermott says the Israeli ban on things like building supplies, certain foods, and even medicines goes too far.
These are medical human issues, and I think that there is a responsibility for people to be reasonable about this. I understand protection, and certainly Israel has rights to protect themselves, but they do not have the right to prohibit people from getting medicine and health care.
Israel says the blockade is not aimed at punishing the people of Gaza, but to prevent the Hamas government there from being able to attack Israel. The Israelis say they do allow humanitarian aid into Gaza, and that some Palestinians are even granted access to medical care inside Israel. The situation in Gaza is a tough one to try to solve for the Obama administration, and it's just one component in the president's effort to achieve a comprehensive Middle East peace deal. Nathan Brown is a Middle East expert at George Washington University.
The policy that he's been following is in a little bit of a hiatus. He may have hit a dead end with his diplomatic efforts, and there isn't any clear direction that he's been given so far. And in addition, he's also confessed publicly that the going is much tougher than he anticipated. Therefore, it may be time to reconfigure policy and perhaps even rejigger his priorities.
U.S. Special Envoy George Mitchell is still working to restart talks on some level, and Brown says he can't see the president giving up entirely.
But I think the Obama administration has woken up to the realization that, number one, it's going to be hard to get those negotiations going, and number two, if they succeed, it's not at all clear that the two sides have much to talk about.
But Middle East expert David Makovsky, author of Myths, Illusions, and Peace, says talking doesn't have to happen at the summit level between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.
I think you could have a situation of President Obama asking Senator Mitchell to make, shuttles between the parties. That is a way of getting them to the table. And it might be useful, frankly, just to have working-level talks, of which the summit of a Netanyahu-Abbas summit is more towards the end rather than the beginning.
President Obama was asked about the Israeli-Palestinian peace process at a town hall meeting in Tampa, Florida today. He said the U.S. is working to try to strengthen the ability of both parties to sit down across the table. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.